5 o'clock hour. It is time now to talk with Jonathan Jones. He's presented by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. Jonathan, do we have you?
Yes, sir. How's it going?
Oh, it's going. How is things going with you? This was a tough day, obviously. A lot of words got said after another tough loss, this time across the pond over in England. Jonathan, you, of course, remember the Germany game last year and all the sort of things that surrounded that. Was this sort of a similar feel? Did this feel like this loss maybe had more of an impact than another loss on the schedule?
I just think it's just adding to, you know, we've kind of been on a downward spiral here. And it just kind of added to it. You know, we weren't able to, you know, put our foot down and change the course of how the season has been going. So I say just to make that trip out there, we wanted that to be a pivotal point, you know, try to turn the season around and get headed in the right direction. And we weren't able to do that.
Defensively, there was an issue with the run game. I think there was one stretch there where they ran it like 19 straight plays. I'm just wondering, and I know it's more about the front seven than you guys in the back end, but what was that frustration of just not being able to get off the field, not being able to stop the run?
Well, it was tough. I mean, that's kind of what we pride ourselves on is, you know, being able to stop the run, making teams be one-dimensional and pass the ball. And we just, you know, weren't able to do that last game. It was a lot of different reasons for that. We just weren't able to get it done.
Drake May, who is waiting in the lobby right now to come in and talk with us, as a matter of fact, Jonathan, said that you gave a speech after the game. Do you want to tell us what the tone and tenor of that was and what you said to the team after a tough loss there in England?
It was just more of a response of, hey, as guys, it's our team. You know, we have to pick it up. It's on us. And just show some type of resilience. And that when things start to get downhill, we have to find a way to turn that around. And it starts, you know, with each one of us looking ourselves in the mirror, you know, and through adversity, you see what type of man you are. And we're in the middle of adversity. And so just challenging guys to look themselves in the mirror and continue to move forward.
I know it's tough to judge these things when you're the one making the speech, but do you feel like it landed in the locker room or maybe fell on deaf ears? Like, how do you think it was received?
No, I think the team just understands what we need. You know, I think the thing is at this point has become repetitive. Whether I'm saying it, coach saying it, someone else is saying it, other leaders on the team, it's just becoming repetitive what's being said. And at some point, you know, you just have to go out there and do it. You know, and that's another part of my message is it'll continue to be the same thing if we don't go out there and actively change it.
As a veteran and leader of this team for a long time, is it concerning to you that we – I don't want to say have pointing of fingers, but we have things popping up on social media. We have guys questioning egos and different things within the game plan in the locker room. Are those little brush fires, are those concerning to you as a team leader?
No, I think that happens. And it's the leader's job to just get those guys on the same track as everyone else. It's a team sport. It's the ultimate team sport. And you can't point fingers to one person when we win, and you definitely can't point fingers to one person when we lose. We just have to stick together and fight. You know, this is our team. This is the team we have for this year, and we have to stick together through whatever comes our way.
I know we walked it back a little bit this morning on the Greg Hill Show, Jonathan, but what was your initial reaction to Coach Mayo calling you guys soft?
Well, that's his opinion, and I always take the opinions of what our coaches say to heart, you know, and that was the opposite, you know, of a soft team is a tough team, and we pride ourselves around here on being able to stop the run the ball, and cover kicks, and if you look at our last game, we didn't do any of those, so I don't think we have any space, you know, to call ourselves a tough team, you know, based off our last performance, so we weren't able to stop the run, we weren't able to run the ball, and we weren't able to cover kicks.
Turning the page forward, I know you guys always talk about the beauty of this league is there's another opportunity. On Sunday, you have a Jets team that's scuffling in their own right coming to Gillette Stadium. Aaron Rodgers, they bring in Devontae Adams. You know, what do you make of that matchup and a chance to maybe get off the schneid here?
Yeah, it's two teams that need a win once again, and we're going to have to hone in, you know, hone in our fundamentals and just go up to play football on Sunday, and that's what it's going to come down to. Who can show up and execute? You know, that's the big name of the game is execution. It's not, you know, talking about a game plan. It's not talking about, you know, how much better we can be or what we can be. It's rolling out there on Sundays and executing.
What's one thing that you think you could be doing better, Jonathan?
Just continue to fly around and just try to make plays. I think that's everybody's job, is to try to fly around and make plays and just do more, you know, and not get outside of ourselves. It's something else I said to the team, not press. You know, don't press to make plays. Just make the plays that come your way. When it's your opportunity, you make the plays.
He's sitting to my right, but what have you seen from Drake May?
And he just put on a headset, too, so he can hear you. Just so you know.
what have you seen from Drake May in his first couple weeks as the starting quarterback of this football team?
Just consistency and confidence. And that's something I talked about when he was first getting the start, was just his confidence, how he carries himself, even keel. Doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. You know, he turns around, throws a touchdown, and he doesn't act like the world, you know, is – at his feet, and at the same time, when he does make a bad play, he owns it. He owns that responsibility and tries to come out on the next play and play better, and just continuing to build that confidence and consistency.
Seems like guys are going on social media after these games, kind of venting a little bit. What's your thought on that, and is that something that, as a leader on the team, you might encourage guys to maybe chill out with a little bit?
Yeah, I think it never does good for you. I don't think there's any space where running to social media, you know, after a game, whether win, lose, or draw, that it really does anything good for you as a team, especially when it's bringing about division. So just understanding that when you speak, sometimes you're speaking for the whole team and not just yourself. And just guys need to recognize that. It's a part of it. You know, a lot of the younger guys don't understand that aspect of team ball, and that's something they'll continue to figure out.
All right, we'll leave it right there.